This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Okay, it is time for Monday Motivation. We do have Unom TCBC who are going to be interviewing right here in about a minute right now. But more about her. She started singing and she started this music thing from the early age of 8 years. She knew she needed music in her life. Gantige, having been born in and raised in a Christian-orientated family, singing in church choirs was definitely inevitable. Gantige, in high school, that's where her music career really kicked off, by finding like-minded youngsters and formed her own music group by the name of Angels of God. And then God and church, obviously, a very big part of her whole life and career. And then again, it resulted in her focusing strictly on the gospel genre, even though she also performs at weddings, funerals, and parties. It depends on the occasion, but her official foundation and focus is definitely on the gospel genre. When performing, she always thinks of what her mother taught her from a very young age, which is she should always remember that when she sings, it's not about how beautiful her voice is, but rather giving God praise and worshiping Him in the same breath, serving part of a spiritual journey for her audience. Now, as she grew in her ministry, a lot of different churches started actually inviting her to church services to render her music services, and she took this great opportunity with both hands and as another way of giving praises to her God Almighty. She did not think of it as a job opportunity. Like, even though the churches would pay her for performances, obviously, she would just take it as showing their gratitude and giving omnigelo, not necessarily to pay her for her music career. Now, she also has a very extensive Joyous Celebration journey from Joyous Celebration 15 all the way to Joyous Celebration 24. Gantige also when the country was struck with COVID-19 and a state of disaster, she was able to actually channel her talent and her worship into online and interviews as well, to continue the worship and to continue the word of God. We do have Unom TCBC on the line right now. We are Sanbona Sesinjani.
Nyapila.
Welcome to MET Radio, and thank you for actually taking the time to be part of us this morning.
Thank you so much. I feel welcomed already. The song just made me to feel really, really welcomed.
Thank you very much. Now, I was a bit surprised. I don't know why. Uguti uvela empangeni. You know, I don't know. Maybe, I don't know. It's like, how
Gandhi,
you know, it's your neighbor. You know, but but talking about Nsuwa Konimpela and Richards Bay. So, so now, talking about, you know, growing up empangeni, you know, what feelings actually come to you when you think about your journey and where you come from and where you are now? Have you always known that you're going to end up being the person that you are today? Where did it all start? How did it all start, basically?
It all started at home and church, obviously, because my mom is Umgalani. As we explained, every Sunday, you know, we have to be prepared to go to church and Sunday school at 7:30 to past 8 or 9. So it all started at home. We tell my poems and my parents cheering me all the time. Like, they will give me a space twice or three times a week to perform. It's now that I think, when I'm older, that they were cheering me up every time, believing. My father used to call me a star. Mm. So I think it started from a very young age, and then it was unfolded at church. My gift was unfolded at church. I was given an opportunity to sing. Mm. And just singing it until my pastor got used to it. I think he noticed that there's something missing. And then with Sunday school also, what can I do? You know, the first thing I would do is singing. And then until ngiqala ikhwaya ka Sunday school, until ngiqala futhi ikhwaya youth, I joined the Ines choir, which was the big choir yesusondeni, at the age of 12. That's how my life with the music or the singing, singing ministry became, I would say so. So, yeah, I've been singing in church and I was getting invited at a very early age, about the ages of 13, 14, to lead. Like, I'm not going to be required or something, I'll be leading a song at that young age. So I guess, even if I cannot remember, when did I believe those, but I think somewhere in my spirit or my mind, at the back of my mind, I always knew that there's something different about me. I'm not just like any other kid. That's what I grew up being told. I think now that I remember, I got to understand who am I when I passed my matric very well.
Oh yeah,
and then Mama Pasa result for that I've been accepted for that. Wow. But to my surprise, by January, as everyone used to be schooling, I was rejected by all those bursaries. And my mom's words were like, you can't be nothing. You just have to pray. There's something about you that you need to get. And the following year, it was the same thing. And my pastor, it was a youth prayer, and he said, listen, a person with a limitati, a gating lagoob, moved to the gating, I stopped in with the buses. I heard him loud and clear, I need to change my gears in prayer. I need to, I need to seek God more.
Yeah.
And that was 2008, 2009, I got a call that I should join to Jazz Celebration.
Wow. Now, you know, that is such an amazing journey, actually. Now, also talking about, you know, Jazz Celebration, and you've had an extensive career there. What are some of the key things that you think shaped you with Jazz Celebration that, like, it contributed to you being the artist that you are today?
I am super grateful to God, if there's something like that, for connecting my path, directing my steps to Jazz Celebration. There's a lot that changed, you know. I didn't know that I can write songs. I only know that I can write poems and programs and everything.
Wow. I think I might need your services after this.
So, EJRC, I'm going to give a challenge to believe in that writing skill. I remember Bob Mkhize said, we need a song, the chorus. You can't go to Boise and you don't know how to sing on a chorus. I didn't want to sing on a chorus because I thought I can't sing. So, there was this one that I wrote. I don't even remember how I wrote it, but it was just a song that came up in the car, and I was going to sing somewhere, Uyebo Ngiyazi, and he was like, we need a chorus. So the whole week he was just on my...
On your case.
I'm sorry to say, on my nerve. And finally, he put me on the spot to say, we need a song right now, during the year's island. I remember that song, Uyebo Ngiyazi, and it became so huge. It's still in the gospel national anthem up to date. So, Joy asked me to say, Ubalingoma, you were really talented in my to write songs. Just also taught me to sing from within, run from the heart, to pour my heart. And, to time management, financial management, singing about God, understanding who is this God about. It also taught me to work with people, different characters and behaviors. It also taught me to believe in myself so much that not in a bad way, but I believe in my gift that God gave me, the inner gift, amazing gift. So I just need to utilize it ngenhliziyo right nangomoya right and following his instructions. And that's it.
Now, on that, is that reason why you decided to actually branch out to being a solo artist? Like, what inspired you to become now your own solo gospel artist?
It was expected.
You can't tell it's now being recorded.
It was expected, but you can't be a jazz celebration for more than 10 years and singing in Abantu Valley. They are already mounting up and their expectations. You could see, I also someone to record them. And also to me, it was a dream, but being in a 4 years, because of my mom's words, you could see, she taught me when I was very young, good. If I'm going to do something, I'm going to do something solo, something, and she'll be like, who's your team band? So it kept eating me up. Those words kept eating me up. Till today, it's a man's ritual. I need to ask myself and ask the Holy Spirit, God, Jesus, what are we saying to God's people, to your people, Lord? So it has been a dream, really, but being enough about it, being believe that God's timing is perfect, and really, I've been praying about it. I'm going to be calling on Miami Skip Hire on my album, so
I like that.
God's timing is perfect.
Man, that is amazing. Now, speaking of on your album, what impact, like, do you want your music to have on people? What impact do you want your music to have on people listening?
throughout the rehearsals and throughout to the recording, I had to sit down with myself and ask myself, why am I recording? Is God in this, or it's just us, the recording label, wanting to do this? So me asking myself that question really made things easy for me to find out from God, we expect in this season. I had to write down all my songs, and each and every day I had to pray for one song. And so this thing of understanding what am I supposed to say, what I want to achieve, really grew up on me because of the songs. I wanted people to know God for who he is. I wanted people to see God. I wanted people to have an encounter with God. I wanted God to be God in his people, not just Christians, Pela, but Abantu Bonke. If the Bible says, umhlaba nokugcwala kwawo ize nabakhile kulo kungoka Jehova. Hayi, God has to touch his people. Siphila emhlabeni onzima kakhulu these days, yabo. It's very hard. People are broken. Kunabo depression, stress, zonke lezi zinto ezinemwe emkhathini. God has to be God to us. So that was my prayer. Ukuthi this album has to change people's lives, not just for me. I don't want fame. If God is God, if God is the creator of heaven and earth, he has to speak, touch, deliver, heal, restore his people. He has to be seen as God. And I'm still praying for that.
No, that is very beautiful. Hopefully that actually happens. Now, speaking of the album, is it out yet? When is it coming out?
Album is coming out on the second week of March. The second week of March is coming out on the 10th. It's beautiful. We've already released 2 singles. The one song we've just played, Unkulunkulu Emuhle, and the other one, Unqwele, we released them on the 3rd of February. Those singles are, some people are saying those singles are albums themselves.
No, that is amazing. So on the 10th of March, we can definitely expect a full album from these 2 singles. That is definitely nice.
Yes.
We do have Unqwele lined up right after this interview. Now, also just wrapping up, maybe what would be your final words to someone listening this morning, and where can we find you on the social media platforms?
Okay, on social media, I am Unomthibisi. Unomthibisi is Unomthibisi. One of my social media's pages are Unomthibisi in Jena. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, yes, yeah. YouTube. Please, people should follow me on YouTube and subscribe to my page and stream those songs. We need to make it big. Bazalani skathele ukuthi abantu abangamazo kulukulu babe ngama million viewers or 3 million viewers. Let's support each other. Umbuso kaNkulunkulu must prevail.
Sure.
Yeah. What I can say, I am concerned a bit more into or lababathi bayacula. I feel like thina uNkulunkulu asibekile this season. We are a bit selfish into not being able to realize that we need to pass the bait. What we are doing now is for the next generation.
Yes.
So my prayer and my plea to all the way to that we are singing with, can we continue to invite God into our ministry so that the next generation will be impacted and batate over with understanding and power. They need to be more than us. They need to, God has to be sent to them, felt to them more than us. Hold accountable of what we did wrong. Rather, is the least shy design. So I'm urging it all because we're artists that before you record or after you record, seek God. It's for the next generation. It's not just for us. So we need to carry it with understanding. Evangelion is very strong and powerful. You can't just lose a You seriously need God in your ministry to give you ability to do greater things and the things you've never seen before.
Yes, thank you so much. That is definitely beautiful. Hopefully all the gospel artists and aspiring gospel artists actually heard that.
Yes.
Thank you so much for availing yourself right here on MET Radio, and all the best moving forward.
You.
All the best on the 10th for the album release.
Yes.
And we're definitely going to be streaming those that album. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Putam. Thank you so much, Putlishoze. And thank you so much to the team of Seven Zanayo and the party, the MUT. I really appreciate it. And thank you so much for playing our music, especially our gospel artists. We really appreciate that.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.